the pandemic has led to all kinds of problems for all kinds of people, and one of them is burnout at work. We asked listeners to share their own experiences, and wow, we got some.
Basically, every time I sit down to plan my fall classes, I just want to cry.
Lita Copley is 43, a college professor in Oklahoma.
Every educator I've spoken to this summer, we all kind of are having almost this existential crisis of like, are we even making a difference? And needless to say, that is not a good way to think about your job.
Lita says things are so bad at work that many of her colleagues are thinking about quitting.
Actually, I have to go to yet another farewell reception right after this, because so many people are leaving. They're leaving academia, they're just leaving.
And people like Kyle Smith can relate. He's 54 years old and works as a mental health and addiction therapist in Philadelphia.
I go to work with a death grip on my steering wheel and my shoulders up around my ears, just thinking about all the things that I need to take care of.
And there's a lot to take care of.
I come in to work every morning with a list of things from 2 or 3 weeks ago that I still need to finish catching up on while new stuff is pouring in at the same time.
So this is what burnout feels like for a man who's trying to help people stay safe from the mountains of pressure this pandemic has put on all of us.
I just get a sense of trying to catch my breath, or like you're underwater and you're trying to break the surface just to catch a little bit of breath before you have to go back under again. After a while, it's exhausting, mentally and emotionally draining, and spiritually draining.
A lot of you listening may be nodding your head right now. Bosses, managers, I'm sure you're probably feeling exhausted too, but there are some things that you can do to help. Let's bring in Paula Davis. She's the founder of the Stress and Resilience Institute and author of the book Beating Burnout at Work. Paula, it sounds like you're the right person to be speaking with. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Peter. I'm hearing a lot about burnout these days for sure.
Well, you know, and we made this call out to our listeners, and we heard from a wide range of people, from a construction worker, from a psychologist, from someone who was working in a classroom. So the question I have for you is, it's pretty simple, but I think it's fundamental. Why? What's causing it?
Really, if I could give a simple formula, too many job demands and too few job resources. So we have too many things that are taking significant effort and energy about our work, and we're not getting enough of the motivational and energy-giving aspects of our work. So it's things like not enough recognition, maybe lack of leader and team support. It is things like unmanageable workload, which I think there are so many people who are experiencing that right now.
Is this something that you've experienced yourself personally? And if so, how did you recognize the signs that you were suffering?
Yes. So I am a former practicing lawyer. I joke that I'm a recovering lawyer. And I practiced law for 7 years and burned out during what became the last year of my law practice. I didn't know what burnout was when it was happening to me. And so I didn't have the vocabulary and the language to deal with it. And it wasn't until after I left and started to dig into the research and talk to other people that I really connected the dots and realized that's what I was experiencing.
What were you experiencing? What did it feel like?
There's three big warning signs that I always like to share with folks, and this was what I was experiencing too. So it was chronic physical and emotional exhaustion. So Sunday evening would roll around, and it's the Sunday scaries, right? It's like, oh, I've got to go to work tomorrow, and I don't have the energy to do that. Yes. And then the chronic cynicism. So everyone started to annoy me. Everyone started to bug me and to bother me, just interacting with them and my clients especially, which was horrible. So outwardly, I was very professional, but inwardly, there was a lot of eye rolling going on. Hmm. And then really a sense of lost confidence and impact. I started to not be able to see a path for myself really within the profession. And so I started to think about other things.
Well, that sounds familiar to me and probably to a lot of other people, but what does it do to the work? You know, not just how you feel about your job, but how you're actually doing the work and the quality of it.
So I think for a lot of people, I mean, certainly from my perspective and what I've heard from other people, is it can cause you to procrastinate. Burnout is associated with higher rates of mistakes and errors, with safety concerns. You know, just feeling cranky and irritable toward people isn't a great thing. And so you might not be perceived as an effective leader or a less effective team member. People might not want to seek out your help or want to interact with you if that's kind of the vibe that you're putting out with folks. You know, you're not as productive necessarily when you're in this state. So there's a whole host of ways that it impacts your work.
I know that a lot of people are probably feeling that this feeling is permanent, that there's no way out of it, and that even if they were to say, you know, take some time off, go on vacation for 2 weeks, unplug, that when they come back, it's going to be the same situation all over again. Is time off enough to reverse what we're talking about here?
It actually isn't. And I think that companies who are giving, you know, a week off and time off, I think it's really good. I think for people who are just feeling a sense of stress, I think that pause can really help. And I think even if you're experiencing burnout, that pause can also really help. But we have to realize that when we've entered that combination of chronic exhaustion and cynicism and feeling, you know, like the why bother, who cares sort of mentality, the week off or the Friday off is really just a temporary fix. And there's research supporting that. We know that when folks take a break, when they're burned out, they do feel better when they go on vacation. But then when they come back to work, it's usually within a couple of weeks or so that they tend to bounce back to their pre-vacation rates of burnout. So it's not a fix. Yeah.
So what does reverse burnout? What does fix it? I mean, this has got to be something that managers and companies are thinking about and worried about.
100%. And really what we have to do if we're going to address the root causes, we have to realize that this is a systemic issue, that we're not just talking about, you know, giving individuals, you know, stress management techniques, that we really have to expand how we look at this to include the rest of the system, to how our teams operate, to how our leaders are functioning, and have that deeper conversation where we're really addressing those core demands that I was talking about. The lack of flexibility, the lack of support, you know, having a high workload or, you know, an unmanageable workload. And we really have to also then focus on making sure we're delivering enough of those energy-giving and motivational aspects of work, where we're allowing people that sense of flexibility, where recognition is really important, where people get ongoing feedback with things and have the right kind of support from their leaders and colleagues.
Well, no doubt the way we work is totally changed because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And even this summer, we saw that the number of people quitting their jobs was at a record high. Do you see a connection here? Because for some people, the solution is just to walk away and quit. And mm-hmm. so I guess the question is, like, how do you decide that that's your solution? You know what I mean?
That's such a great question. And I had to go through that process, right? When I was figuring out what was I going to do burning out in my law practice. And I think that, you know, people after coming through this experience are thinking to themselves, am I getting a sense of meaning and impact from the work that I was doing? Am I allowed to work in a way that works best for me? Do I have that autonomy and flexibility? And for a lot of people, you know, that answer is no. And so for some, the result might be, well, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to take this as the opportunity to start my business or, you know, move into a completely different career or whatever their decision turns out to be.
And then hopefully not get burnt out all over again.
Right.
But I guess on a parting note, yeah, I don't want to be too bleak about that, but do you see hope here? I mean, it appears that a lot of people are definitely aware that this is a real issue. It's affecting people's quality of life.
I do. And that's one of the things that encourages me about the work that I do. And one of the, I hope, silver linings of the pandemic has been that organizations are now finally having this conversation. Burnout was around always. It just wasn't really talked about a ton. And now we're actually putting it front and center and having the right conversations about it. So once we start to put those pieces in place and educate organizations and individuals and teams and leaders about what this really is and what causes it, and the right types of techniques that people and teams and leaders can do to really create an environment where it's less likely to happen, then I think we're really going to see some progress and move the needle in the right direction on this topic. I'm encouraged.
Yeah. Paula Davis is the founder of the Stress and Resilience Institute and the author of the book Beating Burnout at Work. Paula, thank you. We hope that by having this conversation, some people are feeling just a little bit better. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.